Welcome to Sync Mind. All you have to do is close your eyes and listen. For a better experience, please use headphones.
See, right now, if I tell you, or if you're not me, let's say your dean tells you from tomorrow all of you what kind of clothes you should wear, immediately there'll be protests. If your dean goes further and says, everybody must eat only 4 idlis in the morning. If your dean tells you everybody should get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, let's say he put 10 different rules like this, physical things to do, you will think he is trying to convert you into slaves and you will shout and scream for your freedom, isn't it? But look at yourself and see, right now, somebody else, if they determine what should happen around you, you feel like a slave. But right now, somebody else is determining what should happen within you. Is this not slavery? Somebody can decide whether you're happy or unhappy. Is this not slavery? Somebody can decide whether you will be a pleasant human being or an unpleasant human being. Is this not slavery? What happens within you, somebody else determines. This is the worst form of slavery, isn't it? Isn't it so? It is just that because everybody is like that, it seems to be normal. It is not. It is not normal. Just because everybody is like that, it does not become normal. This human being, life around you will not happen, will never happen 100% the way you want it. And it should not happen. Because if everything happens the way you want it, where do I go? I'm very happy it's not happening your way. Now that you're a student, you're still a student, I believe about 60-70% is happening your way. When you get married, the percentage will get reversed. We don't know. Well, we don't know whether which way it'll go. So if life around you will never happen 100% the way you want it, and it should not. Unless you're living with machines, life will not happen, and even those machines will freak on you, isn't it? And the machines troubling you every day for something or the other, they do. So, outside will never happen 100% the way you want it, and if your happiness or your joyfulness, or let's not use all these so many words, essentially it is pleasantness versus unpleasantness. For pleasantness we have many names, we call it peace, happiness, joy, bliss, ecstasy. For unpleasantness we have many names, stress, anxiety, fear, tension, whatever else, madness, whatever. Pleasantness versus unpleasantness. If your pleasantness is dependent upon what happens around you, the chances of you being pleasant all the time is remote, isn't it? In the very nature of things, it's not possible. Only if you are able to create a distance between this and that, it is possible in the sense. Whenever things don't work, there is a habit in lots of people, they will look up, uparwala. Isn't it? The whole world is looking up. Looking up. See, you know the planet is round? You know this? The planet is round and you're not sitting on top of the North Pole, you're sitting in Chennai, here in the tropical climate. And the damn planet is spinning, so if you look up, you're always looking up in the wrong direction. You're invariably looking up in the wrong direction, isn't it so? Maybe at a certain moment of whatever Greenwich Mean Time, 0 hours, when you looked up, maybe you hit the heaven. Rest of the time, you're always looking in the wrong direction. Isn't it so? So in this cosmic space, is there somebody who knows which is up and which is down? Does somebody know? Huh? Is there somewhere, is it marked this side up? Nobody knows which is up, which is down. It's just an assumption, isn't it? Do you know really which is north, which is south? In the real sense, do you know what is north and south? It is just for our convenience, we just fixed it, isn't it? Yes or no? Do you know what's east and west? No. Do you know what is forward and backward? You do not know. None of these things you know. There is only one thing you can be certain of right now. This is, you know what is outward, what is inward. This one thing you're sure, isn't it? This is inward, this is outward. This is the only privilege you have. What is outward, what is inward, this is all you know. Just in case, someday if you get enlightened, you will lose that also. That's what happened to me. Now I don't know which is inward, which is outward, which is me, which is not me, that's why I'm all over the world. Because I don't know whether this is me or that is me. So, now you say, I know what is inward, what is outward, let's examine this a little more. Can you see me right now, all of you? Can you see me? Just point out where I am. Use your hands and point out. Can you see me? Oh, you got it wrong. You know I am a mystic. You're getting it completely wrong. Now, this light is falling upon me, reflecting, going through your lenses, inverted image in your retina. You know the whole story, right? Where do you see me right now? Within yourself. Where do you hear me right now? Within yourself. Where have you seen the whole world? Within yourself. Have you ever experienced anything outside of yourself? Everything that ever happened to you, darkness and light happened within you, pain and pleasure happened within you, joy and misery happened within you. Have you ever experienced anything outside of yourself? No. So what I am asking you is, what happens within you, who should determine how it should happen? What happens within you, who should determine how this should happen? Somebody else? Definitely you should determine what should happen within this, isn't it? So if you determine what's happening within this, your whole experience of life will be determined by you, nobody else but you, isn't it? The events around you may not be determined by you, but how your experience of life is on this planet is 100% determined by you if you take charge of this. If you leave it loose, just about anybody will determine it. They will, not consciously, they also like you, by accident.
Human beings should not be raised by anybody. The thing about being human is, it's a very common word that people are using. I was raised, you know, people say I was raised Catholic, I was raised Muslim, I was raised this or that. Nobody should raise you. That's what human means. A human means you can consciously shape yourself. If you're consciously shaping yourself, where is the question of reacting to anything? You can respond as according to your intelligence and your inclinations of the day. But the moment you react, you're enslaved to the situations in which you live. So when something doesn't go your way, if something does not happen or if nothing happens, if everything that I'm doing fails tomorrow morning, I will still live blissfully and die blissfully. So this is one thing that you must ascertain within yourself. Your way of being is not determined by what is happening around you. What happens within you must be determined by you. What happens around you? There are too many forces involved, isn't it? When we want to do something in the world, there are too many forces which have to cooperate. Not all of them may cooperate. Never all of them will cooperate 100%. Nobody around you will happen 100% your way. I'm telling you, if you have large expectations of people, no one, not one single person in your life will happen 100% your way. 51% if they happen your way, you have controlling stake on the whole situation. But this one person must happen your way, isn't it, 100%? If this person is happening your way, how do you keep that person? blissful or miserable. That's all. You keep this blissful, then in every situation you'll do your best, and that's all you can do. Just because you freak and fret, nothing happens better. So what is the first thought? The thing about me is, most of the time I don't have a single thought on my mind. I'm just empty-headed. I don't have a single thought on my mind most of the time. When I want to think, I sit down and think. But otherwise, I don't have thoughts flying in my mind. This is a simple thing you have to do. The moment you're not identified with anything that you're not, when I say anything that you're not, right now, the water in this glass, is this you? If you drink it, will it become you? The food that you eat and the water that you drink has become you, isn't it? So what has happened right now is, what you accumulate has become you. You tell me, what you accumulate can be yours, but can never ever be you, isn't it? Right now, as I speak, if I pick up this and say, this is my glass, you will think Sadhguru has got some problem. But everybody says he is wise, let's listen some more. After some time I say, this is me, then you'll say, let's go. Yes or no? Because this is a clear case of insanity. The moment you believe something that is not you as yourself, even medically you qualify. Yes, but that's what has happened. The food appears on your plate, you say, this is my food, then you eat it and then you say, this is me. This is the heap of food that we have gathered has become you, the heap of information that you gathered has become you. The moment you identify with something that's not you, then your mind is ceaseless activity. Ceaseless activity does not mean intelligence. Ceaseless activity or uncontrolled activity means madness. Only satisfaction or only little bit of relief that you may have is everybody around you is in the same state. This mind is truly useful. This hand is useful only because it takes instructions from me. If I want it to go, it goes. If I want it to stop, it stops. The same is true with the mind, isn't it? I'm asking you, does it take instructions from you? If it took instructions from you, I'm sure you would choose to keep yourself blissful every moment of your life, whatever your intentions may be for the neighbor. But for yourself, it's very clear, you want highest level of pleasantness, yes? If you had a choice between blissfulness and stressfulness, what would you choose for yourself? You must make a choice, I'll bless you. What would you choose for yourself? Pleasantness, isn't it? When we say pleasantness, it's just this. If the body becomes pleasant, we call this health. Becomes very pleasant, we call it pleasure. If the mind becomes pleasant, we call it peace. Becomes very pleasant, we call it joy. If our emotions become pleasant, we call it love. If it becomes very pleasant, we call it compassion. If our very life energies become pleasant, we call it blissfulness. Becomes very pleasant, we call it ecstasy. If your surroundings become pleasant, we call it success. Only for success, you need the cooperation of various forces around you. For the remaining four, the first four levels of pleasantness of body, mind, emotion and energy is just you. If you take charge of this, this will be pleasant. Outside, well, it's a question of skill. Not everybody can create external pleasantness because you will have to harness many forces.